Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Record turnout at Campbell County's general election. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County's general election turnout has made a huge comeback after a low showing in the August primary with 18,443 voters, the county's second highest turnout ever, surpassed only by the 2020 election. The Gillette News Record reported former President Donald Trump won decisively in the county, capturing 87% of the vote, while Democratic candidate Kamala Harris received nearly 11% statewide. Trump secured 72.3%. There were long lines of voters at the elections office in the days leading up to the election, including more than 600 people on November 1st and November 4th, the last 2 days to early vote. Election day saw packed polling places and long lines. Many residents registered or updated their registrations, pushing voter turnout to an impressive 108%. Campbell County Clerk Cindy Lovelace said the volume of people was amazing. Lovelace praised the hard work of the staff, volunteers, and law enforcement. "We had all hands on deck," she said, noting that even as precincts stayed open for last-minute voters, the election process ran smoothly. Final results came in at around 11 p.m., marking the end of a successful election day. Senator John Barrasso helped set agenda with focus on economy, border, and spending cuts. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso came out swinging on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, diving straight into his message. According to Cowboy State Daily, Barrasso said the recent election was an earthquake and Trump the comeback king. Barrasso emphasized prioritizing economic recovery and securing the border. He said Republicans aim to reverse Biden-era policies. On the topic of mass deportation, Barrasso framed immigration enforcement as a safety issue. He also touched on Trump's promised tax cuts, projected at $9 trillion, insisting that spending, not revenue, is the real issue, adding the government is too big. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.